You're listening to Vatican Radio. The blessing of a newly commissioned icon of Christ the Saviour sets the stage for Pope Francis's historic visit to the Anglican Church of All Saints on Sunday. It's the first time a pope has ever visited an Anglican place of worship in his Diocese of Rome, and it comes as the centrepiece of celebrations marking the 200th anniversary of this community. The icon, which will be blessed by the Pope together with Anglican and Orthodox leaders attending the afternoon prayer service, is the work of English artist Ian Knowles, who heads a school for Palestinian art students in the Holy Land. He talked to me about the aims of the Bethlehem Icon Centre and about the way this type of liturgical art can help to heal our ecumenical divisions. Tell us about this school, about what it aims to do and about how it started.
Well, I started it 4.5 years ago as an attempt to revive iconography as a living art in the Holy Land rather than import it from Greece or from Russia. My research suggests that iconography actually began in the monasteries of Palestine during the Byzantine era, 5th, 6th century. So this is really part of the Christian cultural heritage of the Holy Land. And, you know, we see so many Christians leave. Christianity is down to 1% of the population, 2% of the population in Palestine. So it seems to be very important that you nurture what roots are still left, because those have endured for so long and you want to rebuild the community out of that. So restoring iconography as a living tradition is a really important way of renewing and reviving those roots and giving a bit of hope and confidence to those Christians who remain.
So what kind of students, how many people have you got there? What sort of people are coming along to learn this ancient art?
We've got over 30 students at the moment. This term we've suddenly had this sort of great influx. It's a bit up and down. We have a diploma programme which is in conjunction with the Prince of Wales' School of Traditional Arts in London, their icon painting diploma. And then we have a sort of ongoing training programme. I would say most of our students are native Palestinians, and probably a third or a quarter are from the international community, either people resident in Jerusalem or Bethlehem from the expat community. Or we run courses twice a year at the moment to bring people from outside to stay in Bethlehem, to be able to pray in Bethlehem, to sort of not just whiz in on the coach into the Church of the Nativity and out again, but to actually give people an opportunity to actually stay, to just live alongside local Christians. And by doing that through iconography, you're actually touching into something at the very heart of what Bethlehem itself is about. So we have visitors, and that's part of our mission as well.
You've painted this beautiful icon of Christ the Saviour for the papal visit, for the 200th anniversary of All Saints. Tell us a bit about the inspiration behind it.
Well, there's a bit of a sort of negotiation between myself and James Hadley, who's handled the commission from All Saints' side. They didn't want a sort of severe-looking Byzantine classical image, so okay. And then they presented this great Gothic frame that it was going to go in, so that sort of gave it a certain nuance. And I very much believe that iconography is an incarnational art, so therefore it really has to relate to the community that it's being painted for. So here we are in this Gothic revival building, and you know, this is the Anglican presence in Rome, so very much the English Christian cultural heritage. And then when I learned that Pope Francis himself was going to bless it, which is an amazing privilege, I was trying to think, well, okay, so there is this image of Christ the Saviour, which is what the Church had asked for. It's in Rome. So I did a bit of research, and there's a very famous image of Christ the Saviour from maybe the 5th century in the chapel in the Lateran Palace. As I read about that, found that in the early centuries, the Pope himself, when Rome was under threat, would take this image and walk around the city barefoot. I thought, well, here is Pope Francis coming. It's this ecumenical wound, because you know the Church is divided, and the fact that he's coming, it's therefore so important as part of that healing of wounds. And so I thought, right, okay, so let's go with this. Let's take that image in the Lateran as a sort of beginning. And then I was looking for English versions of that, something that was really going to touch the English inheritance. And I found an illustration by somebody called Matthew Paris, who was a medieval English illustrator. And so those things came together, And we ended up with this image, which I hadn't got a clue that that's what we were going to have at the beginning, but that's sort of what emerged through the process.
You managed to complete it in just 10 days, you said.
Yes. Yes, I was quite shocked, actually, when I realised how quickly I'd painted it. Normally, I'm quite slow, and so painting this, such a large and complex image, I would have expected to have taken me the best part of a month. But I knew I had to be quick because of the papal connection. And so I did have to work hard, but it just flowed. And every day, it was just right. There wasn't a mistake that needed to be revisited. The design was right. It just sort of all came together very, very quickly. So I was very grateful for that grace to be able to do that.
It's all done with natural colours, isn't it? You don't use synthetic paints or anything.
No. Everything we try to do is to make a hymn in paint. So we take all the natural things like real gold leaf and rocks that I find on the way to Jericho, which we grind up and make into paint. And we buy some of them, or most of them, but they're all natural pigments because God has given all these wonderful colours. And it's our job to sort of weave them together into something which is joyful and beautiful. And as Dostoevsky says, you know, beauty saves. So we're trying to make something which is the material of salvation. These are images of salvation. That's what makes them so special.
You talk about the icon as a door from heaven to earth, don't you?
Very much so. I mean, some people say they're windows from heaven. And I think that really doesn't quite capture it, because a window, you stand on one side and you look through as a voyeur to what's going on the other side, and you're quite detached. But the point about an icon is it is an encounter. It's the wedding of heaven to earth, because that's what the liturgy is. And this is liturgical art. It's not just religious art. It's art of the liturgy when heaven is wedded to earth. So it's very much about the opening up of earth to heaven. So you think of it as a door, and this is through which the saint or Christ himself comes and is present to the worshipper and graces them and blesses them. And you find yourself caught up in heaven through these images.
My thanks to English artist Ian Knowles, director of the Bethlehem Icon Centre.